Blog Talk Radio.
Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life, because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast this morning. Well, today is a thankful Thursday. You know, Thursday, I tell you, every day is another day that we are so glad and so blessed to be here. Another opportunity to get it right, another opportunity to do what we know we should do. Another opportunity to use every gift and ability, every knowledge, every skill, every talent that you have, that you are in stewardship over. Just another opportunity. Well, we are so excited. It's been a busy week. Last weekend, we did the East Coast Christian Writers Conference in North Carolina, down near the Rayford, and we were right there in Fayetteville, about 25 minutes right outside of Rayford, not too far from Goldsboro. We had a couple of friends who come down through Goldsboro, and people came from New Jersey. I met more people at the North Carolina, at the East Coast Conference that were from New Jersey, so I guess it really was an East Coast situation, but we had a great and wonderful time. We learned a lot about putting our books forth. We met a woman who started with from scratch, wrote her book, and had sold 500,000 copies. She was there, and we just met some phenomenal people. We got some tips, more tips and strategies and ideas for how to get our books out to the marketplace, to the people that need them most. You know, the books we write, they have a message in them. And it's these messages that we must get out. We must get these messages out to the people that need them most. You know, there are people all over the world that need to hear an empowering, a motivational, and a positive message. People who need an encouraging word. What I love about being an author and going around and talking to groups of people as I go throughout the country, I love where individuals who need the message, who want to hear the message, I love how they can just really connect with you. You get to connect with the local people, which is so awesome. Because oftentimes, if you go to a store and you purchase a book, you never really get to talk to that person, so you don't get to get that real sense that, you know, this one-on-one thing. But when you are a local author, you get to go out and meet people. As we travel around, we get to talk to people, and it just becomes so much more personal. People get to ask you real questions about their lives, and so I think we really tapped into a good place to be. Yes, excuse me. Just a great place to be as we talk to people. So we are so excited. Now, I don't know what project you're working on, but, you know, this is all about entrepreneurs, and we're trying to encourage individuals to be entrepreneurs. We're trying to encourage those individuals who are entrepreneurs not to give up and try to bring you timely information that you can use to help you in several areas. One, building products and services that you can provide to people. Number two, personal development as an entrepreneur. There are things that you need to do to keep yourself charged up and energized. And then as an entrepreneur, these are your products, your services. Also to talk about how you can get more customers, okay, how you can get more clients. Also, as an entrepreneur, you need just have that support. You need to have other like-minded people that you are connected with who understands you. Because when you are an entrepreneur, your lifestyle, the way you see things and do things are the opposite, typically, the opposite of a person who is just who just works for someone else. So when you work for yourself versus working for someone, your mindset is different. Your life, your behavior is different. The way you see things, they're different. And so sometimes if you don't have people around you that also are entrepreneurs, you may feel like a fish out of water. So the All About Entrepreneur show, we welcome you back home. So you were a fish out of water when you're with them. But when you come to us, you're not a fish out of water. You're one of us, and we are here to support you, to help you, to guide you. And as a coach, I get an opportunity to help entrepreneurs in their endeavors or in their decision-making, in their ideas. You want someone to bounce ideas off of. As an entrepreneur, we have to come up with new ideas. That's one of the things we're required to do, is to come up with new ideas, to come up with new projects and products. As an entrepreneur, you want to build your team. You have a team of individuals who work with you. And that's not the easiest thing to do. Believe you me, it takes time to build a team, because if you build a team, you have to connect with that team, and then you also have to train that team. Then you have to have communications with that team. And so when you're a small business person just working by yourself, it's much harder to do. Sometimes, it's of course, if you're in a bigger corporation, it's easier to do because you can have a whole department built around. That's why we have managers. Yeah, that's why companies have managers. And some companies, as you notice, they have even layers of management so that everyone can be managed properly. Because depending on the work that the person does, you know, your span of management, your span of control is very, very important. So as a sole proprietor or a small corporation, you don't have that much help to designate people for different levels of management. You're doing everything. It can be very, you know, stressful. It can be frustrating. So these are all different things that entrepreneurs have to deal with. Now, a person just going to work, they do not have to deal with that. Let's make it clear right up front that a person who's just going to work has probably their day involves about maybe, I would say, just based on what I've seen in the workplace over the different jobs that I've had from my very first job. Well, I won't go back to my jobs in high school, summer job, but I guess I could count that since age 16. So now you're talking about 40 years of employment. 40 years of employment if I go back to my very first summer job that was actually in a child care center. So it's a daycare center. And then the very next summer, my job was in a hospital. It was in the Drake Hospital in Cincinnati, which is a hospital for the terminally ill, or it was then. I'm not quite sure what they're doing today. But that was my very second job, was in the hospital. Now, my first job I loved, and I thought I would do that for the rest of my life. The second job, I think I had always wanted to work in a hospital. I thought, you know, working in a hospital would be fun. And then they sent me to my first hospital, which was where people were terminally ill, and I didn't quite sync up with that. So I guess the Lord said, you know, I guess he was showing me early in life, you won't be working in the hospital, because after that, I didn't have that same love for working in a hospital. So from there, and then doing some retail, that was one of my next jobs, was retail. Then I waitressed for a very famous restaurant in Cincinnati and other places, Frisch's Big Boy. That was another job. Then I got my first real job. I didn't say real job, but I would go first full-time job, 40 hours a week, 9 to 5, paid every 2 weeks, that kind of job. That first job was at a company called Cincinnati Time Recorder. At that time, I was about 19. On Slate, the company is still around today. I definitely could have had my 40-year with the business and blah, 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 and God only knows, who knows what could have happened had I been focused and had the right mindset, which I didn't. I kept that job for about a year. After about a year, so we won't go into all the details of why I'm not there anymore. From there, I went to military, being a jet mechanic for the United States Navy. From there, other jobs I've held. I've worked for a lawyer. I've been a legal secretary. Worked at the college, worked at the airlines as a recruiter for one of the largest airlines in the country. So I've had a wide variety of jobs. I even worked in a pharmaceutical one, a very big one. I believe they merged with Merck, but at the time they were Schering Plough. Some of you in the New Jersey area, you've heard of Schering Plough and other areas. So I worked there for about 6 months. In the documentation department, which was really cool because I got to learn how much documentation it takes to get one FDA approval. And no wonder it takes years and years and years for these medicines to get approved by the FDA. So that was pretty interesting. At first it did appear boring, but when I went to, when the boss was, who I was just there as a temp, but she saw, you know, that I was capable, so she allowed me to go to some of the meetings, and that's where I got to learn more about it. And I thought, no thank you, but thank you. I mean, it was a wonderful company, but a bit too much paperwork for me, but it was fun. So I've had all these different kinds of, you know, jobs. And what I was going to say about the difference between working for yourself and working for someone else. Now, we're talking all about entrepreneurs, and these are just some of the things and the transitions that you as an entrepreneur that you have to make if you want to be successful. You want to be a successful entrepreneur. And so one of the things that, you know, I noticed is that when you work for someone else, your day involves about what? 10 to 15% decision making, depending on your level of management or your level in the company. Probably if you're a basic supervisor, yes, you will make a lot of decisions at that point, but your decisions are decisions that you're implementing at that point, I should say. You're implementing, the management level over you is making some decisions, but still implementing, and then passing on instructions to the person below them. So, and when you work for someone else, you do a lot of communicating because you are communicated to. Decisions come from the top. They're communicated down. And then you communicate down. So in, when you work for someone else, one of the best skills, and I really have to give credit to my sister for having taken this major years ago, and it really has set her up well in her climb, her corporate climb. And so for those of you who do work in a company and are interested in climbing the corporate ladder, one of the number one skills you'll need is communication, because in a corporation setting where there are many levels and opportunities for you to grow, you won't do it if you're not able to communicate well. Because in a corporation, the decisions are typically made at the higher level, and they are communicated down. And so the people on the next level under have to be great communicators to communicate it down to another level. Because at the end of the day, in a corporation, the way it's set up, in the end of the day, what gets, and even for an entrepreneur, even for a sole proprietor or a small business, what gets done is what gets communicated, and it, properly that is. So when you work for yourself, there's no hindrance, there's no barrier to communicating what needs to be done. So for instance, if I wake up in the morning and I say, I need to make 10 follow-up phone calls. I need to spend 20 minutes coming up with a new plan, a new territory, right? I'm communicating. There's a flat, the communication there is flat. There's no, I'm talking to myself. There's no one to communicate that to run the risk of it not being done based on communication. But in a corporation, upper management can go to a meeting and decide some things, and they can try to communicate that to the level below them, which may work. Maybe they take it to middle-level management. Middle-level management could get it, communicate it down to the first-line supervisors. The first-line supervisors could get it or not, and then they could communicate it to the workers, the staff that are actually doing the job. And there could be a breakdown there. So there's at any level, so there could be a breakdown. So communication is one of the, you know, chief skills a person could have. But when you work for someone, this is what you're doing, a lot of communicating, not that much decision making. But when you work for yourself, it's like the opposite. You don't have to communicate to anyone but yourself. But everything is about the decisions that you make. So and I've learned that the hard way. So I want to pass it on to you so you don't have to learn the hard way. But, yes, communication is still important, absolutely, because as an entrepreneur, you have to communicate with other people, like your customers, your supporters, your suppliers, the community. And you may have staff. You may have to communicate with staff, even if they're volunteer. So you're still communicating everywhere you go. Because, again, communication is a way that we get things done in the business world. And so, but decision-making is definitely, probably for an entrepreneur, you spend probably 90% of your day making decisions. So sort of like the opposite with people who work for someone else. They spend less time making decisions and more time implementing, but they're implementing based on what's been communicated to them. That's why you'll see a lot of people when they work for someone, they oftentimes will sometimes miss the mark on different projects that they've been able to complete. Why? And always when you review and look at the situation, what's typically happened is that there was a miscommunication, because when you're being told what to do, the key is what was communicated and how did you understand it. So I do a seminar on interpersonal skills and communications and interpersonal skills because they are so important. You really need those, especially in a company. I also have one of my new success CDs is 16 things every entrepreneur should know, or 16 things every entrepreneur should do. So these are things every entrepreneur should do. So definitely if you want to get that, just inbox me on Facebook at facebook.com/CoachLalisa, or you could send me a request through my website, release-your-power.com, and let me know that you want to get the CD, 16 Things Every Entrepreneur Should Do. And so in that CD, I talk about different things that you should do as an entrepreneur so that you could have a successful business. I mean, after all, this is your life. This is your livelihood. You want to make sure it's a success. And it's not as easy as it looks, I should say. It looks easy from the outside. I mean, when you're on the outside looking in, right, you're like, oh, wow, I could do that. That seems so easy. But then when you get over in there, it's like, whoa, what is this? It's like sometimes we look at people and we say, oh, boy, I wish I had their life. And then all of a sudden God gives it to you and you're like, ooh, whoops, you know, I should have waited, you know. I should have counted up the cost. I should have talked to that person to really see what was behind the scenes, what you can't see back there. Boy, oh, boy. That'll make a nice book behind the scenes. Somebody should definitely do that book. So, yeah, so here on All About Entrepreneurs, that's what we're here to do. We're here to basically strengthen your entrepreneurship and your entrepreneurial life, your entrepreneurial lifestyle with those kinds of things. But we are going to be doing something a little bit different. With the broadcast, you know, every Tuesday we have Professor Terry, and then we'll probably, he talks about different books, positive books. He comes on the show, he discusses the books. Then we're going to be scheduling entrepreneurs to come on, and we'll have a certain day of the week that we'll do that. And then we'll have another day of the week where we will maybe just have people call in with their questions and their point of view. You know, what's kind of like a what's your point of view thing, and have people call up and tell us your point of view. And then we will fill in the other 2 days with something, maybe Fridays. I like to have Fridays more of a people calling up and giving a shout out for their business. You know, going into the weekend, if you're going to be involved in any vendor opportunity, please, you know, give us a shout out. And also, you know, I'm going to start reading some of those opportunities right here on the broadcast on Fridays as well to let people know about vendor opportunities coming up. Now, with that being said, let me just go on and tell you about a vendor opportunity that I'm doing that you can take part of. So I'll tell you about two. The first one is we are doing power workshops, Release Your Power workshops, all around the country. So it will take a whole nother show for me to explain to you what is happening with Release Your Power. So Release Your Power is not just a book. It's actually a coaching program, and now it's a workshop. It's also a party, believe it or not. So from that one title, Release Your Power, we've developed at least 3 product brands, which is very, very awesome. So first we have the coaching. So we do coaching, and if you want to sign up for that, you can go to the website, CoachLalisa.com, and the coaching is explained, all of it explained right there on the website for you, CoachLalisa.com. So go to the website. The second product that we have are the Release Your Power workshops. Now, the Release Your Power workshop is set up for like about a 2-hour event. You can make it a luncheon. You can make it a luncheon. You could have a bag lunch at your facility and bring me in. you can, and we can talk about, you know, some of the structure and how it would be structured and registration and all of that. Well, the next one coming up, or should I say the first one coming up, will be held, and you can attend the first Release Your Power workshop. If you're in the city of New Jersey, if you're in the state of New Jersey, you're anywhere near Connecticut, New York, Delaware, Philadelphia, you can come on June 8th to Newark, New Jersey, and we're going to hold the event at the Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church at 142 Maple Avenue. That's 142 Maple Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. There we are going to hold the very first Release Your Power workshop. Well, no, actually, it's not the first. It's the second. Sorry about that. The first one was held May. No, was that April? April. The first one was held April 6th. It was very successful. It was held in Maryland. It was held in Landover, Maryland, and it was hosted by Anointed Affairs. Anointed Affairs and Ms. Vanessa Blackwell, so we definitely don't want to forget that. The very first one, the Release Your Power workshop, and it was, you know, so successful. And so we are hosting one now in New Jersey. It is the first one held in New Jersey. So it's $10. Food's included. Okay, you come, the food's and lunch is included. And it's held at the church. I'll be the facilitator. And you will come and have a great time. Now, we will be walking through the different empowerment actions that you can take for your life. So basically, a lot of empowerment actions will be given out at this Release Your Power workshop. So that's the second thing. So we got the coaching program, we have the Release Your Power workshop. So you'll be doing some activities, and it'll be in a workshop format. The third brand that we've come up, product brand, is the Power Party, the Release Your Power Party. So we just call it, we just minimize the title, and we just call it a Power Party and Power Workshop. But the Power Party, OMG. So think of a party where you have a few friends gather at your home, or again, or you can do it on your job or some other facility, and people are coming. It's a party kind of atmosphere. We're going to have prizes, there's going to be little trivia, it's a party, and so it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a Release Your Party trivia. We'll probably do a little Release Your Power Jeopardy, but I don't want to tell you everything that's going to happen. I want you to come, and I want you to enjoy. It's a fun party. Gather your people together and come out to be empowered, but to have some fun at the same time. And the first one of those, the very first one, is being held back in Maryland. I don't know what it is with Maryland, but Maryland people are truly on the move. So it'll be held in Maryland, and it's going to be held on May 18th. So now, at the event on the, I was talking about vendors, right? At the event on June 8th at the Franklin St. John's Church, we have vendor tables, so you can get your vendor table. They're just $20. You can go on Facebook and inbox me, or you can contact Minister Patricia Martin. She's also on Facebook. You can inbox her for your vendor table. But we only have space for about 10 tables, so try to get your registration in for a table right away. Also, just to let you know that there is going to be something happening on August for entrepreneurs. It's a Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo in Newark, New Jersey. Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant, Francine Humphreys, Kawan Fitch, Gail Campbell, so many speakers, Marianne Cotchett, Sharon Addison, also we have some people that are going to be on our panel. So it's going to be very, very exciting. So please make sure you put that on your calendar. Get your ticket right away. Or if you want to do a vendor table, $50. Tickets are $30. So please contact me right away. It's going to be awesome. But we look forward to talking with you, and we look forward to seeing you. So don't delay, and lunch is included at all of these events. So have this, and you know what? I can't believe we're already almost out of time for the broadcast this morning. It's already 6:30, 7:30, but it's been great. It's been real. I hope that your business is a huge success. And but you now, in order to have that happen, you must put the work in. You must do what you can do to make it happen. It's not magic. It doesn't just drop out of the sky on you. You actually have to work at it. So please don't forget, get the CD, 16 Things That Every Entrepreneur Should Do. You need to get that CD. You want to have it in your library. You want to have these things in your library to help you make sure that your business and you are a success. The people that you serve are depending on you, believe it or not. They're depending on your business. They want your business to be around. I think about my business. People are coming to me now for the coaching, for the workshops, for the empowerment. And what if I had given up 3 years ago because things were slow or because things seemed hard or things didn't seem like they were going to work out? I shudder to think. I started Performance Strategies Unlimited in 2002. I shudder to think what would have happened had I given up along the way. Now I wouldn't be realizing what I'm realizing now. And so that's why I wanted to do the show. I wanted to encourage people, don't give up. Don't give up. Yes. Do not. Whatever you do, don't give up. Also, you can partner with us, be a part of our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Connect with us for more in-depth and deeper discussion and help for your business. And I am going to now take us to the absolute end of the show. I want to thank you for tuning in. We'll see you back tomorrow, same time, same place.
That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.